Amen. You may be seated. God is the greatest. God is the greatest. And then if God is the greatest, you are. Each one of us is God's greatest. You are the greatest. I really wonder if that's the kind of language or the kind of thought, the thing we should say in worship. Why not? Well, one reality, one truth of our experience is that even if we do not say it or we do not speak about it, each one of us here wants to think, I am the greatest. First of all, look at how we measure in reality, though we may not say it, how we measure ourselves with one another. We measure ourselves by our complexion. As a child, when I was told teasingly that I was a red mulatto, I would fight. But we talk about white people and black people and brown people and yellow people. And though we want to seem sophisticated, oh, the black man. Oh, the lady who thinks, well, because she's high brown. So to be the greatest, we want then to have somebody who is less than and somebody, in effect and in truth, whom we put down. And we measure our greatness by the car we drive, whether it is this model or how much we paid for it. Imagine walking past yesterday while I was out exercising the Mercedes car dealership. I almost fell over when I saw on the front of one Mercedes being on sale for $164,000. And I said, Marcia, I want that. And I'm not going to say in public her response. It went something like this, though. Of course you can have it, but I first have to sell you. And you see, on and on of how we measure ourselves as being the greatest or that we're greater than. In today's gospel, as Jesus and his disciples were traveling through the region of Galilee, he was teaching them. And there must have been some time when he stopped and they continued the conversation. I believe Jesus must have been listening in, even though he said nothing. And then later on, he said, by the way, what were you talking about? What were you arguing about back then? See, by then they were inside a house, and more than likely they were not just resting. They must have had a meal or about to have a meal, or after they had a meal, Jesus continued the teaching, the conversation. The gospel said that they did not want to tell Jesus, but Jesus is no fool. He certainly did hear what they were arguing, what they were saying. And then he said, if you want to be great, if you want to be the greatest, you must be the least. And you must be the servant of all. Wow. Wow. We know that, don't we? And as much as we say that we are faithful in Christ and we're growing in Christ and we want to be like Christ, we have to work at being the greatest. We still have work to do. So let's look quickly at the question and then an illustration and I'll be done and we can get on and we can get back here by 4 o'clock this afternoon with your 25 guests for the second of our music festival. The question, then an illustration, and I'm done. What does it mean to be great? What does it mean for you? A question most likely you've asked yourself a million times, if not two. And you've answered 3 million times, if not four. What does it mean to be great? The point I'm making is that this is not a new question. But what is our new answer today, going forward? We've already tried to define greatness in our ordinary way in this, our world, where people look for greatness in wealth, power, prestige, fame, accomplishments, and even in the friends or the company we brush alongside with, and how we love to drop names. But we all know, after all is said and done, greatness is ultimately very elusive. Greatness is elusive. Greatness is God. And greatness in God is sacrifice. Sacrifice. Hear Jesus. Take the gospel. Okay, before you get to the gospel, listen to a reading today from Proverbs. The wise sayings. Pay attention to the poor among you. And then Jesus, as the gospel tells the story of the widow and the mite. She lost it all. But meantime, there was a fella next door who's saying, "Hey, listen, I'm not like those other people, God. I am your chosen. I am your favorite. I have it all. I'm better than." And then the widow found what she had lost. And she gave thanks. She rejoiced. She shared her joy. She didn't keep it. She didn't hoard it. She didn't think that then, well, her good fortune, this was the best thing to have happen. She gave it away. sacrifice. She didn't see herself in competition or against. She didn't measure herself against anyone else. She offered in thanksgiving from the little she had. She gave much. Jesus tells us point blank, so you want to be great? Yes, you can. Because of me, you are already great. You don't need to work for it. So you want to be great. Then you must be the least humbly. And you must be the servant. To be the least and to be the servant, to consider myself just as God's own, not in measurement or to brag about what I have in contrast to what you don't, just to be my real, regular God's self is enough. Now that takes some doing, doesn't it? That takes some real doing. And so what if next Sunday, as a matter of fact, what about this evening, you dress down? You don't even have to put on lipstick. Just be yourself. Just be your God's beauty self. Well, if you happen to wear whatever your finest and you come in and you look around and I have on a food for the poor shirt, why look down at your nostril and breathe me in and say, look at the rector, poor example, quit. I have on a food for the poor shirt which I wore last night. TMI, I didn't wash it. I hope it stinks, because when you're down and out and in the gutter, you stink. TMI, too much information. And thank God Marcia was sleeping when I put on the shirt, because I knew if she saw me putting it on, the fact that I hadn't washed it, she was going to bawl me out. But I wanted to experience sacrifice for the sake of the good news and the greatness of God. Not me being great, God. But because God is great, I can do, and all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Here's the last piece of the illustration. That you're great. But we serve a great God who's already great. We don't need to make him any greater. He owns greatness. My friends, for the last month, I have tried desperately not to oversell this music festival. What do I mean by that? As far as I'm concerned, yes, the financial income is of the greatest importance. And I'm seeing the sacrifices of so many, which is really what it's all about, which makes this music festival the greatest of God and in God through Christ. The musicians who have come have given up so much. We're not paying them. We couldn't afford. Because in their own right as professionals, in their own careers as music professionals, traveling the world, they're high-priced already. But they're giving their hearts and sacrifice to this congregation. It's gift. It's gift. It's gift. It's their sacrifice. And it's cause for celebration, for us to get excited. And that's what I've been trying to say over the last 5 weeks. Get on fire. That is why Stacy and the team last week, or was it the week before, got absolutely fools for Christ and dancing to earth, wind, and fire up and down the altar or up and down the aisles. That's sacrifice for Christ. But it's more than that, friends. And it's happening. Here's the sacrifice. That a portion of that which we give will go to be a blessing to the border people who have been and are being kicked out of the Dominican Republic. And that is the most horrendous thing that is happening right on our doorsteps. And so many of us are not even aware of it. The media hasn't taken it up for the most part, but the media can spend a whole lot of time talking about what's happening in Europe. I could use some other words to describe that, but you're going to be offended. But those who have ears to hear and eyes to see indeed have the courage and the Spirit of God to stand up and speak out. Injustice is injustice, and we need to be a part of God's great justice for God's people. And so what we give to the Food for the Poor, a ministry that serves the world and serves the many countries that are seated right here, will be a blessing not just to be a few, but to be thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. Sacrifice of this music festival. To be a blessing. Through our partnership and our financial giving to the Food for the Poor. Sacrifice to be God's greatest. And then what used to be called the hall. Now the Clinton Brown Educational and Resource Center. Every one of you, every one of us, has been blessed in so many ways in the events that have occurred, groups that have used that facility within this congregation, outside in the community. But our sacrifices in being here this afternoon with our guests, and the spirit of the availability of this facility to be an instrument of God presenting the love of Christ. Blessings untold, not just for us, that it's ours and we can get it anytime, morning, noon, and night, and use it anytime, free of cost. But to make that place a place of evangelism, to tell the good news, to reach out to the world and invite the world to be a part of, to sit down and in that holy space to meet a holy God who is a great God. And because this is a great community of faith, we make great people for God's greatness in this God's great world. this coming Tuesday. At 9 o'clock to ...11 o'clock, there will be a funding opportunity workshop sponsored by the Live Healthy Organization of Miami Gardens. I thank you for the opportunity of serving on this initiative here in this city with a mission and a message to bring health, great living, better living, better health habits to this community of ours and to all of South Florida. And I'm truly grateful for the sacrifice of this congregation that we would welcome that workshop here. And by the way, the information is there in the worship guide, so if you or anyone you know who would benefit from this opportunity, invite them. But please let me know so that they can be registered. To not only know, but I hope will be successful in this funding opportunity where there's $500,000 available for use in the next year through different grants or grants in different areas. You see how the greatness of God works in ordinary ways and is taking place right in our midst now. And this congregation has no time to sit around and sing Kumbaya. The time is now, the urgency is upon us now. For great God who wants us to know and to believe that in Him we're a great people. So you've heard it before. And the gospel today invites us to hear it again. I am the greatest. Because then, to be the greatest, I have to be the least, the most readily available, like the disciples, the one and the ones who will serve humbly, not to be self-satisfying, but to sacrifice all for the sake of Jesus Christ, alive, alive, alive.